This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. The Juno Animal Rescue Program just does wonderful work connecting people with animals in need of love, care, good homes. Samantha Blankenship, who is the director of Juno Animal Rescue, joins us now to tell us how we can help them do the good work that they do. Welcome, Samantha.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And we appreciate you being here to tell us about your fundraiser that's coming up.
Yeah, it's actually going on right now. So we have, in previous years, we've hosted our Love is a Four-Legged Word wine and beer tasting and silent auction as an in-person event. Of course, due to the current public health crisis, we transitioned to a virtual non-event. So what that means is we're asking our animal-loving friends that usually attend our silent auction to support Juno Animal Rescue a little differently this year. So you can stay safely at home with your pet and donate at one of our sponsorship levels, or you can buy one of our gift packages, which you can use to then treat yourself, a significant other, your friend, or your pet. Plus, we will deliver the gifts to your front door.
So what kind of gifts are you talking about?
Well, we've got several amazing gift packages with treats from our generous sponsors, which are Breeze Inn and the Alaskan Fudge Company, Heritage Coffee Company, and Beaufort's Bakery. So we've got all sorts of gifts. We've got gifts with a little bit of Juno Animal Rescue swag in them. So some water bottles and hats and shirts and stuff, if you wanted to buy that for yourself or your partner. And then some of them have, like the Breakfast of Champions has some breakfast with a partner or friend. So you get two jar coffee mugs and you get some Heritage coffee and a pair of chocolate croissants from Breeze Inn. We've also got some amazing stuff for an evening. If you wanted to have some wine or beer, you can get some Juno Animal Rescue wine glasses or pint glasses, and then some fudge to have as maybe an after-dinner treat. And you can have a night in with your friend or your partner and your pet.
So there's lots to partake of. And what will this do for you, this public outpouring of generosity, you hope?
Well, you know, our silent auction is usually our largest fundraiser during the year. And of course, we can't do that in person this year. So we're trying to do something a little fun, a little different. You know, we obviously don't have a lot of the prizes that we usually do because the local businesses are struggling too. So we tried to come up with a happy medium, that could still help us support our mission, support caring for animals in need, but people could still do safely from home and support us in the process.
Well, COVID has done a lot of strange things all across the board, business, personal lives. But how about for the animals? Are you seeing more animals turned in, maybe because people can't afford to take care of them? How's the population that you're dealing with, the numbers?
You know, the strangest thing about COVID for animal shelters nationwide and really worldwide is that so many people have been at home, either working from home or unemployed or homeschooling, that they've really wanted a pet companion to be at home with them. So shelters have actually emptied nationwide, which is a wonderful, crazy benefit to this awful time. I think it's something good that we can take away from it. So a lot of animals have spent much less time in shelters and have found homes quicker than they normally would. So we've seen our animals fly out the door at record numbers and pace as quickly as they can come in, they get adopted. So it's been a great outpouring of support from our community.
And it sounds like one of the silver linings of COVID, but I'm sure that you still have things that you need to get done, projects that need funding. So even though you've got this little respite, it's probably going to return to what it was before somewhat, I would imagine.
Yeah. And even though, our doors are, we're not open to the public, for the public to come in, but we have a walk-up window for people to help people with some things and sell some stuff curbside. We still have animals in the shelter that need care. So we still have staff here every day taking care of those animals. And, you know, we still have to keep the lights on, keep the heat on, get them food, get them shelter, you know, get them veterinary care, and all of those things still continue, even though it may not be as visible to the public.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much for joining us and giving us a preview of all the wonderful things people can expect if they help out. It's sort of like a win-win, right? You get to help out animals at the shelter and get something for yourself in participating in this fundraiser. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And people can find out more at JunoAnimalRescue.org. And I appreciate your time. Thank you so much, Rhonda.
Thank you. Barbara Blankenship with the Juno Animal Rescue.